AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Sanmina's 12.7 million share down week puts participation behind the pullback. SANM remains in an active weekly trend after an 84.5% 12-week advance, but the latest 5.4% decline arrived on 2.7x average volume as activity and relative strength cooled. Research brief. Sanmina closed the week ended 19 June at $241.50, down 5.4%, with volume of 12.7 million shares, well above its 13-week average of 4.7 million. The weekly trend signal remains active, and price is still 36.7% above the trend line. But short-term momentum has turned negative, and the stock's premium to ShareMaestro fair value is wide at 152.6%. Key points. 1. SANM fell 5.4% for the week and is down 2.0% over 4 weeks, despite an 84.5% 12-week gain and a 168.8% 52-week advance. 2. Volume reached 12.7 million shares, equal to 2.7x the 13-week average, and 3.2x the 52-week average, confirming elevated attention on a negative week. 3. The trend backdrop is still active, with a 9-week active streak and 46 active weeks across the past 52 weeks, but no fresh activity pressure buy signal is present. 4. Sanmina lagged a positive technology sector week and a stronger electronic components group, where average weekly returns were 1.1% and 1.9%, respectively. 5. Key risks are the heavy volume decline, a 16.3% drawdown from the 52-week high of $288.70, 9 recent reversal markers, and a 152.6% premium to ShareMaestro fair value. Heavy volume changes the tone of the pullback. Sanmina's latest weekly print was not a quiet pause. The stock closed at $241.50, down 5.4% for the week, while trading 12.7 million shares versus a 13-week average of 4.7 million. That 2.7x participation rate gives the decline more weight than a routine drift lower, particularly after a sharp 84.5% advance over 12 weeks. The broader price structure is still constructive. SANM remains 36.7% above its weekly trend line at $176.60 and sits in the upper quartile of its 52-week range at 76.3%. The issue is urgency. The stock is now 16.3% below its 52-week high of $288.70, and the latest sell-off came with the strongest volume reading in the recent confirmation set. Trend signal active, but market dynamics are no longer strengthening. The ShareMaestro read is balanced, rather than broken. The trend backdrop is active. The signal has been in place for 9 weeks, and trend breadth is strong at 88.5%, with 46 of the past 52 weeks active. Activity pressure is also still positive at 1.10, while relative strength remains positive at 32.85. The weaker evidence is in the rate of change. Activity pressure is down 21.2% over 4 weeks, and relative strength has fallen 32.1%, which means the stock still has a positive signal state, but less force behind it. The signal set also shows no fresh activity pressure buy, so the next move needs better confirmation rather than simply relying on the existing uptrend. Sector and industry context makes the one-week lag stand out. Sanmina sits in technology, within U.S. electronic components, a group that was broadly positive in the latest week. U.S. technology averaged a 1.1% weekly gain, while the electronic components industry averaged 1.9%. SANM's 5.4% decline ranked poorly inside the group for the week, at 38th among 46 names, even though its 84.5% 12-week return remained well ahead of the industry average of 43.3%. The industry backdrop is still supportive, with 63.0% active trend breadth, 84.8% positive market dynamics breadth, and 58.7% positive relative strength breadth. Peers such as Ouster, Method Electronics, and Amphenol were positive on the week, while broader technology strength was led by higher beta names, including Western Digital, Micron, and Marvell. That comparison leaves SANM looking like a strong 12-week winner that has started to lag the group in the very short term. Valuation distance and reversal risk are the constraints. Price remains far above both the trend line and ShareMaestro fair value. The close is 36.7% above trend support and 152.6% above fair value at $95.58. A sign of persistent premium demand, but also reduced valuation cushion if momentum continues to cool. The stock's composite score of 74 supports a constructive but not one-sided read. Risk metrics are not extreme for this stock, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 7.6% versus a 52-week base of 8.0%. The 52-week split is favorable, with 33 positive weeks against 19 negative weeks, and an average gain of 6.6% versus an average loss of 5.3%. Still, 9 recent reversal markers and the latest sharp negative week argue for watching whether the trend line remains distant support or whether the pullback starts to narrow that cushion. What to watch next? The next test is participation. A further move on volume above 1.5x average would carry more information than a low volume bounce or drift, especially after this week's 12.7 million share decline. Activity pressure should be monitored for a turn higher or a continued fade from the current 1.10 reading. The weekly trend line at $176.60 remains the key regime level, but the nearer question is whether SANM can stabilize while relative strength is cooling. A recovery that improves activity pressure and narrows the short-term underperformance versus electronic components would support the existing trend. Continued weakness on elevated volume would make the 16.3% drawdown from the high more important. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.